Kamora Jenkins, Georgia basketball commit. You're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
You're telling me to say that?
That's what you're gonna say, yeah.
I'm Kamora.
Well,
wait,
I'm not Kamora. You're Kamora.
Okay, one more time.
I'm Kamora Jenkins, Georgia basketball commit. You're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Okay, I'm gonna forget what you said. Okay, I'm Kamora Jenkins, Georgia women's basketball commit, and you're listening to Mike Kaplan's 100 podcast.
Hey, that'll work.
I killed that.
That does. You killed it. One take.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight!
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness, Huntington High School girls varsity basketball coach and pro performance specialist. I started this podcast to interview my athletes so they can share their stories and journeys about their respective sports they participate in and the journey in which they got to where they are. I've had the pleasure of training many wonderful athletes, and we are simply providing a platform for them to share their perspectives and stories. This is the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Today, we have a very special guest, Georgia basketball commit, Kamora Jenkins. Call me Kimmy. What's going on, Kimmy?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
I'm good. You just worked out. How was your workout today?
It was nice. It was real nice.
Yeah. So, Kimmy originally is from Deer Park, but she goes to the Millbrook School. What was that process like for you to leave to go? You live at the school, and you stay there, and you come home for the holidays or whatnot. What's that experience like? Why'd you end up choosing Millbrook, and how's that going?
Yeah, so in the beginning, it was really, really hard. We weren't sure what we wanted to do. You know, it was weird not seeing my parents every day, weird not seeing my friends every day, weird sleeping at the school that I actually learned from. That was all just a really, really weird thing to go through. But we decided to do it overall just because, you know, we wanted to be challenged more in a basketball aspect and more academically.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it helps prepare you for that next level because now you're learning how to, you know, manage your time, living away from home, going to the dining halls and doing your work, doing the basketball. Definitely helps prepare you for that next level. What has it been like now during the pandemic? Are you able to do as much as you used to? How hard is it, you know, with the virus going around?
Yeah, that was a lot to get used to in the beginning, you know, with gyms being closed and things like that. But we picked it up right away. Like, I picked it up my workouts, and I was doing things in my basement. My older brother, Darren, was helping me a lot with my workouts. My dad, it was different because gyms were closed and we didn't have access to, like, an actual basketball court. But I just changed focus on, you know, stamina and what I can control, which was, you know, building muscle at home and, you know, running around my block, things like that.
Yeah, so, you know, you being in a basketball family, brother plays in Texas Division I, your sister is committed to Coppin State. What is it like when you are home in the backyard or in the driveway? What are the battles like with the family? Who's the best one, you?
Yeah, I'm the best. No, I'm kidding.
They're all going to listen. They're all going to listen, too.
Darian's the best. Darian is the best. But, you know, I'm a close second.
There you go.
But, yeah, no, I grew up in a really, really competitive family. We've had our 2v2s, you know, girls against boys. We also had, like, me and Darian against, you know, Roman and Kaya. And it was always fun. You know, they really pushed us and made us who we are, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's huge playing when there's no one really around. You could just go outside with your sister or brother. I mean, you guys are really lucky to have that opportunity just to get better every day with each other. And I'm sure it gets competitive. I'm sure there's some fun stories you could tell off air. But that's definitely something cool that you guys get to experience together, especially during the pandemic when you really couldn't go anywhere. At least you guys got to play with each other or at least have somebody rebound for you and do drills with. What was it like during the pandemic with everybody home and no one could leave the house for a few months?
Yeah. Like I said, we decided to control what we could. You know, we were working out every day alone. I was working out with my brother. He was teaching me his workout. Me and Kaya, too. But it was overall really good. You know, we were running around our block, you know, just building muscle on our own, things like that.
But yeah, just things.
We weren't really focused on, you know, gyms being open or closed, so.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I mean, I know you've been, your whole family's been working out with me for a while now. Do you remember that first experience, that first workout that we had?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first of all, I was like, this guy is cool. Gap is cool. But no, it was really fun. Like, you work hard, but it's fun here. It's like a different type of environment.
Yeah, they were talking about the other day on the podcast, they call it reverse peer pressure. That's what they taught me. You kind of just have to work hard because everyone else is, but it's a fun atmosphere.
Yes.
Now that, you know, you've been here for a while, being a Georgia commit, explain that whole process. Why'd you pick Georgia? What was the recruiting process like during the pandemic? Were you allowed to visit schools? Just explain why you chose Georgia and just that whole process.
So, yeah, recruiting for me was different because AAU wasn't happening. I was getting recruited my 11th grade year in the middle of my season, right before the season. Like, it was kind of that time period. Georgia offered me early. I developed a really, really great relationship with the coaches, and that was, like, super important to me. That was my number one thing. Like, I had to have a great relationship with the head coach and the other coaches, and, you know, Georgia just gave me everything I wanted. Like, you know, I spoke to them all the time. Their school is amazing. Playing in the SEC is really, really tough, and, I really want to go for that challenge. Yeah, it had a special place for Georgia from the very beginning, so I couldn't really let them go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely excited to watch you play. College basketball being on now is my favorite time of year. I love watching all my athletes, you know, on TV playing. It's definitely more fun for me being a trainer, you know, having you, you know, at a younger age, now seeing you through high school and then having the opportunity to watch you play on TV at Georgia, playing in that conference, which, you know, is one of the best conferences in the country. That being said, in that conference, or maybe, I don't know if the schedules are out, probably not for next season, what would you say is going to be, you know, maybe the most exciting place that you're going to play in next year? What venue can't you wait to play at? You know, assuming next year there's fans in the stands.
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I haven't really thought about the opponents, really. I just want to play in the gym, in the Stegman Coliseum. Like, I just want to play in that Georgia gym.
Of course. Now, you know, I know you put a lot of time and commitment into basketball, working out. Just tell a younger athlete listening, just the day in your life, you know, the busiest times before Corona, whether it's going to school, going to a trainer, going to a tournament, going to practice, you know, waking up, doing it all over again. Just the commitment that you put in, you know, a day in your life, what you had to give up to commit to a high Division I school.
Mm-hmm. One of the busiest times for me where I can remember was actually like preseason. I'd wake up, you know, 7 in the morning before class, shoot for an hour, and then have class around 8:30, maybe 2-3 classes, and then I'd have a break. So I'd go back to the gym, and then I'd have one more class to end the day. And then right after that, we'd have, like, a workout, like I said, preseason. So we'd have just, like, a workout, and then I'd have dinner and then homework and then right to sleep. I went, like, it was just, like, I was on that schedule for a while before the actual season started. What I gave up a lot. I mean, as teenagers, you know, a lot of things go on, but it was fine. I knew that what I wanted to do, you know, it took sacrifice, and the things I missed out on, it was worth it.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, to have the opportunity to play at Georgia and play at some of the schools you're going to play at, I mean, that's special. You know, having said all what you just said and the time you put in, to a younger athlete listening, any sport, if they're looking to play at the next level, what advice would you give them now, knowing all that you've known, going through everything?
Mm-hmm. I would say work really hard earlier on. I think I learned a little later that what I want to do really, really, really takes work. So I'd say that. And honestly, try not to compare yourself to other people. You know, everybody goes through different things. Everybody has a different path. So just kind of like play the cards that were dealt for you.
Yeah, definitely. I think you know, a great example. You work so hard when you're here. When the basketball courts are down, I always see you, you know, you're doing workouts either in the morning, at night. Sometimes you're here twice a day and doing basketball stuff. Then you're with me doing fitness stuff. So I know how much time and commitment you put into just getting yourself better for that next level. What would you say, from a basketball standpoint, was your biggest or your best moment of your career so far?
Ooh, I've had a lot. I'd say individually getting my 1,000th point.
Yeah, that's cool.
I really, really wanted to get that. You know, I was the first person in my family. Yes, Darren, you didn't get it. I'm the first person in my family to get the 1,000, so that was really exciting for me. But second thing, like, it was definitely making the playoffs with my team. You know, I went to a school that didn't really have that much success in the past with the girls' basketball team. So to be able to do that and the first time in so many years and to have the best record and since forever, like, that was all a really great experience.
Now, you know, we've had some funny stories of kids that have some pretty wild superstitions. Do you have any funny superstitions, pregame stuff you have to do or have to eat or have to wear or just certain things that you do before every game?
Maybe not superstitions, but I definitely do have to go through a process. I'm in the trainers right before the game, always, like a couple hours before the game, just rolling out, heating, icing anything I need to ice, like just trying to be healthy physically first. And right. Then I know I have to put the shots up. Like, that's another thing. I have to be there putting shots up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's funny.
Never superstitions, but.
That's great. I mean, knowing, you know, now you put all this time in, and like you said, you know, maybe started a little later, really locking in. Are your goals different now, would you say, than maybe when you were in, like, middle school, high school, now that you are committed to Georgia and it's a high, high level? Do you feel more pressure, or do you feel that your expectations are higher now?
I've always had high expectations of myself. I say now that I'm older, it definitely is a little different, but I think more higher of myself and I have bigger and better goals than I did when I was younger. But all in all, you know, I've always had high expectations.
Yeah, I mean, you put the time in, like I just said, you're here two times a day doing basketball, working out with me. So, you know, you're more than prepared. So I think you keep putting that work in. Great family, you're around, you know, great basketball every day, all day. I think that will only get you better. I hope you really get the opportunity next year and shine. Hopefully this whole pandemic is gone by when you go to school. Mm-hmm. Let's hope and pray. I'm going to run you through the Mike Kaplan Keep It 100. So we're going to be two different words. You just tell me which one you like better. What do you think?
All right.
So rapid fire, here we go. Sleds or resistance bands?
Sleds.
Beach or snow?
Beach.
J. Cole or Drake?
Drake.
Long distance or sprints?
Sprints.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
Squats or lunges?
Squats.
FaceTime or text?
Text.
Spotify or Apple Music?
Apple Music.
AirPods or Beats?
AirPods all the way.
Netflix or Hulu?
Ooh, Netflix.
All right, I got to do this one for Big Rome. Old school or new school?
Old school.
There you go. Big Rome, we together on that one. Old school forever. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite late night snack?
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese? It's like homemade?
Yeah.
There you go. Just hanging out, eating some grilled cheese at night. That's the way to do it. That's a lot of work, though, right? Late night, you got to get the bread.
I make it pretty quick. I'm good.
You got it down to a science?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Can't wait to work with you when you get back from school this whole off season and get you ready for your freshman year at Georgia. And then I can't wait to see you play next year.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome, thanks. We'll be right back.